My story today is about a little boy named Danny. Danny was real good at getting into trouble. It seems he was always getting himself into a mess. He was only 3 years old, but he often played out in the backyard, and he had a truck with full of sand, and he had a car tire out there, and he used to crawl through that. And he kind of got tired of doing all these things over and over again, and so he thought, I've got to do something new and exciting. So he went into his father's workshop, and he saw an old rusty iron ring, evidently come off of some little wheel or something. And he thought it'd be nice if I could try to crawl through that. And he got it on, and he put it on, put his head through it, and squeezed it on his head, and then he couldn't get it off again. It wouldn't come back out over his ears. And he was really afraid. Well, he started to cry, and Mother heard, and his mother came out, and she tried and tried and tried to get that off, and she couldn't. So she called up the father who was at work, and the father said, now what's he done now? He remembered how he used to put that ring over his head, but now his head was getting bigger and it wouldn't come off. Well, the father said, try lathering it up with some soap and shampoo and maybe it'll slip off. And Dad hung up the phone and said, call me back and bring him over if it doesn't work. But it wasn't long, and Mother showed up where Daddy worked with little Danny with the iron ring around his head, still dripping with lots of soap and the shampoo. Danny came in with a worried look, and Dad got a hacksaw and some of the other men to help, and they held him so that they could saw that off and let the little prisoner go free. Danny was released from that iron collar, and he learned a lesson not to get into that kind of a mess again. Now that was a cruel iron band, wasn't it? And yet, boys and girls, sin is just like that. You get hooked, you get caught in it. The best thing to do is not get caught. And the only way you can avoid getting caught is to come to the Lord Jesus and know Him as your Savior from sin. You can do it. You can't help yourself, but you can trust in the Lord Jesus, and He will help you, and He will save you and keep you from sinning. Do it, and you'll be glad you did.